There's a story about Thanks a Lot and Harry Truman.
He signed the book for me, and I signed the little 45 RPM Cimarron record to President Truman.
Where did you see him?
I saw him at Independence, Kansas, in his library, in the Truman Library. Sat there in his office and visited with him for at least 30 minutes. In fact, I wondered why we talked so long, but he was the nicest person. I've never met a president or former president before, but he was the nicest person that I've ever met. He was just so congenial and so nice, and we visited, not about anything in particular, not about politics for sure, just about the business, just as you would talk with anybody. I mean, he's just a splendid person. And he signed those two books for me. I still have them.
Did you get a sense that he liked country music? You shared that?
You know what? I remember we talked about his daughter was a pianist, you know?
Daughter was Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret Truman. And he talked about her being an artist, playing piano and this type of thing. But he didn't really talk too much about country music, and I didn't either.
When he was president and Margaret would play, some members of the media would criticize her playing, and that upset him a lot.
Yes, because he loved her music, and she played good music, but the critics always had something to say then, and they have something to say now.
Yeah. Well, what a great memory that was for you.
Some things you forget, and at my age, believe me, you can tell by the interview, I forget a lot of things, but the good things I don't forget. I don't forget people being faithful, and people have been faithful in the radio business to me over the years.
You're there then at KFMJ. Somewhere you're in Wichita, Kansas at KFDI.
Yes.
In 1963.
I moved to KFDI and lived in the back room at the radio station.
You went from KFMJ to Wichita.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had the opportunity to be on that station there, and we were doing a TV show here at the time, and I'd go up through the week and do my show up there.
So they must have made you a better offer then up there. Is that why you left?
It wasn't too much of an offer then. It was the same company.
Okay,
same company at the time that I moved to Wichita. And Ron Blue's folks, you know, his father-in-law owned the station in Oklahoma City, station in Tulsa, and the station at KFDI in Wichita. So I'm more or less transferred, I guess you might say, up there.
But at the same time, you hosted a TV show here in Tulsa.
Yes, I was doing a show here in Tulsa at the time. It was Ray Bradley Chevrolet that sponsored the show on Channel 6. I'd come in and do the show, and the time we'd do the shows live. Gosh, John, you're bringing things out of me. I did a show for Horn Brothers Furniture on Channel 8 for Ernie Miller, Pontiac, GMC on two or three TV stations in later years. Channel 6, Bradley Chevrolet sponsored that. I had the bands and had various people on.
You were 26, and you had made a pretty big name for yourself here in Tulsa. People knew who Billy Parker was.
Well, because of the remotes and because of the radio and because of the TV things, yes. I guess that I did back then, and at the same time was trying to help make names for other people, too, that were in the business, because I'd have them on the TV shows and radio shows.
And some of those names would have been?
Well, like Johnny Steels in the early years, Johnny Steels, Ted Creekmore, and I played Marvin McCullough. I played his songs and still play them once in a while, even though he played mine on 78. Yeah, I just always tried to, and I still do. I just try to be a friend to everybody, and sometimes it's kind of tough. I'm sure you know what I mean in the business. But I don't want anybody to think any bad things about me, and so I try to help other people at the same time. I always have.
I believe in 63, you cut the song The Line Between Love and Hate.
I did, in Nashville.
What happened to that song?
It got some play. It went into the charts. We always got chart action in the early years. Not number one, but we'd get some chart action. And I probably recorded at least 50 or 60 songs, and maybe five of them out of those 60 have got pretty good national recognition. One of them being, Lord, If I Make It to Heaven, Can I Bring My Own Angel Along? That was in later years. And Who's Going to Sing the Last Country Songs? I had about three or four albums out and had a gospel album out. All of it happened around the circumference of life. You know, I mean, I don't even remember. I could tell a lot of stories if I could remember all of them. Like one time I was working at KVOO and Jack Cressy sent us out to Las Vegas for the Roy Clark show. I remember being there with Tom Carter with the Tulsa World as a guest of Roy Clark. Roy had us stand up, and we're glad to have Billy Parker from KVOO in Tulsa with us, and Tom Carter, the Tulsa World, y'all stand up. We stood up and waved at everybody, and he said, I just want y'all to know, they didn't pay a dime to get in here or to fly out here.
Well, along about this time then, when you went to Nashville, you cut the song, The Line Between Love and Hate, you were named Mr. DJ USA in a national poll.
Yeah, the WSM radio poll.
How did they know about you at KFDI?
Yeah, KFDI, yes. As a matter of fact, that's where I received that award from and went to Nashville and visited with Grant Turner, the WSM.
It's interesting how they picked up on you in Wichita, Kansas, and it was a poll on WSM.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a national poll. You have promoters who promote music, and they did the voting, as they do now. You know, people who belong to the Country Music Association or the Academy of Country Music, the people who belong do the voting. Well, these promoters who belong to the association at that time, whatever it was at the time, they did the voting on the things that you had done for them, I think, more than anything else in promotion. Gets back to politics.
Mm-hmm. You released the song, I'm Drinking All the Time?
Yeah, I recorded the song on Decca. Now, that was right before I moved to Nashville. I was working at KFMJ.
That was in 1966.
66, yeah. Yeah, Ernest had already covered me, and Ernest had got me a recording contract with Decca, Decca Records. Ernest had got me a recording contract with Owen Bradley. Matter of fact, when I left Nashville, I was still Owen Bradley. But anyway...
Did you live in Nashville for a while?
Yep, but that was 68 when I moved to Nashville.
All right, so you're still here. When did you go to KVOO?
I went to KVOO after the Opry and after Ernest Tubb. That was 1971.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm Drinking All the Time in 1966. Did that chart very high?
Yeah, it got on the charts. It wasn't a number one or number 10. It made it on the charts. They didn't promote a lot. I mean, I was just a newcomer to the label. And they didn't promote a lot. But nevertheless, it got on the charts, and it made the charts in the country field.
Were you writing any songs about this time?
No, I didn't. People thought that I wrote Thanks a Lot. And, of course, I never was a writer, although I'd written a few songs that didn't amount to much.